Hare Krishna. Reading from my glorious master, Honolulu, Hawaii, 1976. Prabhupada had last said, "That is envious. So if they sell books, so that is making Krishna unpopular?" My comment. Prabhupada is agreeing with Pushta Krishna's point that books are being distributed, and it is not only that money is being collected. At other times, and in other circumstances, and while talking to a different individual, Prabhupada acknowledged and spoke strongly against inappropriate tactics that could turn the public sentiment against the Krishna consciousness movement. This is from a letter to Rupanuga Das, January 9th, 1975. Regarding the controversy about book distribution techniques, you are right. Our occupation must be honest. Everyone should adore our members as honest. If we do something which is deteriorating to the popular sentiments of the public in favor of our movement, that is not good. Somehow or other, we should not become unpopular in the public eye. These dishonest methods must be stopped. It is hampering our reputation all over the world. Money collecting for feeding people in India should be collected under the name ISKCON Food Relief, not any other name. And every farthing of that money must be sent to India. Or better yet, buy food grains there and ship them here and we will distribute. But every farthing collected for that purpose must be used for that purpose. I have already sent one letter to these points. Continuing with the conversation. I say, but one must learn to be a good book salesman, I think, Prabhupada. But selling book about Krishna, does it mean that the booksellers are creating unpopular opinion? Does it mean? I reply, automatically, no. Prabhupada says, when you say that they are making enemies because they are pushing this, what is wrong there? Actually, I can so far understand that you do not like to sell books or you cannot sell books. Murijan says, I never really tried so much. Prabhupada, those who are selling books, you think that they are not very advanced. I say, I don't think they can continue for a very long time if they are not advanced. Prabhupada, but actually they are doing. So why do you say they cannot continue long? My comment. Prabhupada points out that book distributors are engaged year after year and fulfilling his desire are surrendered souls and therefore advanced devotees. The conversation continues. I say, it used to make me angry when people would collect money and lie and say that they're collecting money for the welfare center here, or to feed the children here, or to bus the children there. They'd collect money, but it wasn't straightforward. Pushta Krishna replies, Prabhupada has many times given the instruction to the devotees that they should try as much as possible to distribute the books on their own merit. I reply, but they emphasize collecting, not distributing books. Pushta Krishna, no, but the point is that Prabhupada's instruction is there. I respond, but all the devotees want to hear is Prabhupada also said, by hook or by crook. Pushta Krishna, sometimes it may be required to interest someone in a book that they may find out their interest, just like people are interested in philanthropic activity. Prabhupada intervenes, just like our, what is his name? Harisuri says, Tripurari. And he laughs. Prabhupada, some lady inquired, is there any instruction about the power shortage? Oh, yes. And then there's left. So she purchased. And the next day she said, there's nothing about power. So suppose Tripurari had sold one book. The lady inquired, is there any basic instruction about power shortage? And he said, yes, so you think it is wrong. That is your version. Murijan says, I think a simple like that lie like that is not bad. Prabhupada, but a devotee's view is that whatever may be her inquiry, if she purchases one book, she'll be benefited. This is the point. But you, as big moralist, you think that he has cheated. He has not cheated. He has benefited her. Somehow or another, he has given a book to her. Someday she'll read and she'll benefit. But you people, you think that why should we sell books like that? Yes, there's some solution of power shortage. Actually, there is. But you think that he has lied. Just like sometimes the father's child is suffering from fever, so the father wants that the child may take the medicine, and he promises, you take the medicine, I'll give you this cake. The purpose is not to give the cake, actually. The purpose is the child may take the medicine. That is the purpose. But when the father promises, if you take the medicine, I give you the cake. But cake is dangerous for the child who is suffering from fever. But still the father allures him. If you take the medicine, I'll give you cake. So is the father wrong? Marijan says, no. Prabhupada replies, similarly, if somehow or another one can sell one book to a person, it is good for him. Don't take how he is selling, but he's giving the book and that person is paying something. That is good. But big moralists, they cannot understand. They see why the father has spoken lie to his son. He's not a good father. They'll mistake. Father is always friend. Father cannot be enemy. But for the benefit of the rascal child, sometimes he has to say like that, that if you take the medicine, I'll give you cake. Those who are mundane moralists, they cannot understand because they're on the mundane platform. Another example is Yudhisthira Maharaj. He was asked by Krishna, you speak a lie to Dronacharya, your son is dead. Yudhisthira Maharaj refused, and for this he had to see hell. He was more a moralist than Krishna. For this moral activity, he had to visit hell. My comment. I had previously read a different version of why Yudhisthira had to see hell in an English translation of the Mahabharata. That translation said that Yudhisthira had to see hell because he lied on Krishna's order. Obviously, that did not concur with the Krishna conscious conclusion. I had been meaning to ask Prabhupada for the correct understanding, and Krishna arranged for Prabhupada to answer my question without my having to ask it. Okay, the next section is a little long, so we shall reserve that for the future. Hare Krishna.